Hello again. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. And we're continuing to delve deeply into entrepreneurship all over the United States. And today, especially, we have a guest from Georgia. We have Megan Duckett, owner of Megan Duckett Realty. Welcome, Megan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great. So, Megan, tell us about Megan Duckett Realty, MDR.
So Megan Duckett Realty, also known as Move with Megan, it is a real estate company that I launched in August of 2018 after falling in love with buying my first house in January of 2017. So I help buyers buy and sellers sell, and I pride myself on exceptional customer service and going the mile for all my clients.
What did you do before you had this business?
So before that, I actually was working for the government. I was a communication specialist for the Tax Commissioner's Office of Cobb County, and I kind of handled all of the kind of team player events, the employee retention events. I handled our design brochures, organizing tax bills, scanning stuff, you name it, I was kind of doing it.
Okay, so why did you decide to make the change and become an entrepreneur versus being an employee?
So honestly, before I even became an employee, I was kind of an entrepreneur. I had a Duckett Consulting was an admin job that I had on the side, but I needed more money out of college, so I needed to become an employee to kind of get my bearings together. But once I got financially stable, I just started seeing that I was in the mindset of, okay, I like this. I like the stability, but that's not going to work for me. Meaning, I didn't want to just be, and I don't want to say mediocre, but for my mentality, it was kind of like, I don't want to just go through the rat race of going to work, doing something that I didn't necessarily love, get a paycheck, pay bills, and do it all over again. I kind of wanted to live. I felt very trapped mentally and figuratively and literally in that cubicle, and I wanted to escape. So I started thinking of ways I could get out to utilize the skills I learned there, the skills from my consulting company and my personality. I'm kind of outgoing and mix all three of them together. And I started thinking, what had I been doing that could make me some money, allow me to be an entrepreneur, not work for the man, so to speak, but still make a living. And I start thinking real estate. My parents had did real estate. They managed about 20 properties. They had tried to get me in it, but I didn't want to because I thought it was just rentals. And then I talked to my agent who sold me my house. I picked her brain on what she did, how much she made, how her life was, and asked her, could she show me the ropes? And I kind of dove headfirst back in June with school, got licensed in August, and quit my job in September.
Wow. Now, are you a sole practitioner or do you have staff already?
So I do have staff, but it's a team of two, myself and my assistant. Her name's Aubrey, and I hired her December because things were picking up. I was working on three deals at one time, and I kind of was, I won't say losing my mind, but slightly losing my mind, and I needed someone to help me brainstorm, help me get my business systems in place, kind of help me get a protocol of, hey, do this, make this checklist, and she came in. She got me all together, worked on some processes to document and have those in place to implement later so we could build more business while I was still handling those deals.
Are you selling homes or are you doing commercial or both?
So I'm in residential, haven't tapped into commercial yet. So I've worked with buyers only and sellers for residential.
Right. So where do you see your business in, let's say, 24 months?
I see my business booming. I kind of see myself doing exactly what I was doing. So backstory really quickly, before I jumped into just real estate as Move with Megan Realty, I was working for a team under Remax Unlimited, and they had a great system, but I wanted to be the top of it. So I kind of want to re-implement that. I'm big on not reinventing the wheel, but taking what I like and putting my twist to it. And I see my business having not only an administrative assistant, but a buyer's agent and a selling listing agent so that I can run the marketing. I can be out mingling, bringing in more clients, and then pass them off to my well-trained buyer specialist or listing specialist. So I see a team of three or four coming and doing volumes of numbers of helping people buy and helping people sell.
Interesting. So if somebody wants to get hold of you, how would they do that?
So they could call me 404-274-5604. I love to talk, but all my information is on my website, and that's meganduckett.com. And it's spelled a little different. So it's M-A-E and then G-H-A-N, Duckett, D-U-C-K-E-T-T.com.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today, and maybe you'll check in with us over the next year and we'll see how you're progressing.
Yes, please. That'll be awesome.
Good. Thanks for being on the show today. Remind everyone, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and we've been speaking with Megan Duckett out of Georgia, owner of Megan Duckett Realty. And thanks for being on the show. We're going to take a break. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.